You should kill the baby, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It wouldn't give me anything.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Uncore Gamers, episode 29. I'm your host, Dan.
29 already?
Yeah.
I'm Jeff.
And he's happy to be here, Jeff.
Adam's not here.
Yeah, but they've come to expect
Adam feels like he's making excuses at this point, but it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But is he?
I don't have the answer to that, but maybe we'll find out next week.
Maybe I should threaten with firing him.
Oh.
Yeah. See what happens.
I didn't know we were getting to that point.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to have to prepare his last check.
That's going to put a lot of stress on me. You know that, right?
Man. All right, I'll go let him off with a warning. Written warning.
Right, I mean, we don't even have a backup for him yet. Let's be honest.
Let's have him train his backup.
Oh, yeah, but not tell him?
Yeah. Dude, he'll never know. But we need another Adam. Do we need another Adam? Does it have to be Adam?
I guess at this point, Adams have not been showing that they're reliable.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking that maybe we just don't hire Adams anymore. That's legal, right? We can just not hire somebody legal, based off their name.
Yeah. I didn't see anything in the California labor code.
Or better yet, how about we don't hire anybody? No, because I was going to say we don't hire anybody with kids, but you got kids.
Yeah, what's wrong with kids, dude?
Yeah, and you know, so they both have kids, right? Doesn't think maybe that's a common denominator that we should be focusing on.
I have kids, and I'm here.
Yeah, you have kids. You have older kids.
Every time. Nah. Not really.
Maybe we don't hire anybody with kids under the age of 7.
Wow, dude, my daughter just made it. She's 8.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what about Adam? What about first Adam's kids?
Yeah, he's got like 5-year-old, I think, right now.
Is it 5? She's 5?
I don't know. They're not my kids. I can't keep track of these things.
She's got a 5-year-old. Oh, she's 5.
I barely even know how old I am. Let's be honest.
No, that's true. Okay, this is a true statement. I asked Dan how old he was the other day, and he couldn't remember.
I know.
He says he doesn't pay attention to it anymore.
I don't. I mean, once you hit those double digits, you're like, somebody else will remember.
So once you turn 10, you didn't remember what age you were.
I do the math, basically. I don't keep the exact number in my head. I'm like, all right.
But you just know it.
I just do
people just know it. It's not like you think about it. You just know, dude.
I think you're...
It's like riding a bike.
I think you're overestimating how long people care about how old they are.
I don't care about how old I am, but I still know how old I am.
I mean, I've talked to like... I know at least like 3 or 4 people that are the same boat as me. They're like, yeah, once I start getting those 25s, something around there, I just stop caring.
Because you're not cool anymore? I was cool the whole way, Dan. The whole way.
It just becomes depressing knowing how old you are after a point.
Wow, dude, you're in your 20s still.
Yeah.
And you're depressed on how old you are?
Yeah, I'm in my 20s and I want to retire.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I want to retire too.
Anyway, Dan. Oh, excuse me.
Time for our new segment of the show.
Watch Dan die.
Guess what's causing that cough?
Today's special ingredient is my own saliva.
Yay! Saliva.
Okay. All right. Whew. Let's get some news. All right. So Valve has announced that you're going to have to spend some money to be able to use all of Steam's features.
What?
There's a reason for this. It's to cut down and combat spam and phishing attempts. So to be able to use things such as friend invites, voting on Greenlight, or submitting content on the Steam Workshop, you'll have to buy a game, or you'll have to buy something on Steam that costs at least $5.
Oh, you're talking about people who don't have games already?
Yeah. So if you've never bought anything on Steam, so that's why it's to stop phishing.
Oh, okay.
Phishing stuff like that. People will just create a bunch of spam accounts, not buy anything on them because they're just trying to get your information.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal at all.
I already own a bunch of Steam games that
I
haven't played.
It's actually just a really smart way of doing it.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah. In other news...
Oh.
So I don't know how many people are looking forward to.
Rock Band?
Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4.
Sorry, guys. Rock Band 4.
He's got them kids. He stays up late.
Yeah. So Matt Katz was going to make the peripherals, or the, all the guitars.
The guitar and stuff, yeah.
For Rock Band 4, but now they've become more than that, and they've become a co-publisher. And their new job entails taking care of the physical retail sales, promotion, and distribution.
So that's a pretty big chunk.
Yeah, I mean, that's major. A lot of people, I mean, tons of people buy discs still, you know what I mean? Even in this digital era.
You keep telling yourself that.
Dude, I buy discs every chance that I get because discs are just better to have.
It's true. He will wait a week before buying the game just so he can get it on physical copy.
Yes.
Instead of like day one digital.
I don't understand why people. It's just about holding it in your hand. It's about physically owning something.
You know, and I would agree with you if it wasn't for the fact that there's nothing to a disc anymore except for the fact that it's an actual disc.
There's a booklet.
No, there's a leaflet. That says, here's your controller.
Yeah.
It has buttons. Go play the game.
Maybe for, like, Sony and Microsoft.
Nintendo has actual booklets with the story and everything.
I can't remember right now, Dan.
I don't think so.
But look, it's still cool because there's still art. There's still art on the back cover. It has all kinds of information about, oh, man, this game is about, this almost naked chick that makes her hair. It turns her hair into some kind of demon, and
see that information isn't there unless you're literally you're looking at the back cover. And you're like, oh, this back cover is telling me there's naked chicks with hair.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you look at the back cover?
Because you just don't. It's just ads now at this point. It's just like,
but it tells you, it gives you all the information about the game, like as in, is it a multiplayer? What? How many players?
If you don't,
can you go online with this game?
I mean, if you're buying the game and you don't know that, then I'm...
look, Dan.
I feel a little sorry. I mean, I guess...
I don't understand why you don't like physical copies of games.
I like physical copies.
Then why don't you buy them?
I just remember they used to be so much more. They used to be so much more cooler.
No.
You might remember... All right. Here's my example.
Nintendo.
No. Remember buying an RPG, and you flip through that RPG cover, and it had the story, it had the character introduction and stuff like that. But then you would get to the armor and items page, and I have, like, pictures of each piece of armor that you're talking about, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't it a full list.
No, it wasn't a full list, but it was still awesome, though.
Yeah.
To have that. We don't get that anymore. You don't get that in a physical form. So why do I even care? I'm getting less now and paying the same price than what I used to get.
Because...
I might as well pay for the convenience of never having to get up and switch a disc.
I don't care about that. You're just lazy, dude.
I am lazy.
Stop being lazy.
I'm very... It's not even that I'm lazy, but I'm very...
I think it's more impressive to have a library of discs than it is to have a library of digital games.
I'll give you that. It does look better like on the bookshelf to have a row of games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
people appreciate that more.
I still buy physical games and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not saying I'm never going to buy a physical game again. But, I mean, your reluctance to buy a digital game is what surprises me.
I have digital games. I just bought like 6 digital games.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter Alpha 2, Street Fighter Alpha 3, Street Fighter Third Strike, Street Fighter something or other.
Okay.
And I bought the... Oh, but that's an indie game. That doesn't come on disc.
What?
The Metal Slug game. That's not Metal Slug.
Oh, Mercenary Kings?
Mercenary Kings, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah, that one's that has no disc to it, but...
You hear that, Monkey? It's a good game!
Monkey, stop talking trash about Metal Gear Solid. Well...
Mercenary Kings.
He got mad because we were playing that.
Yeah.
But,
don't worry, I'm going to come back to Destiny, yeah.
Oh, speaking of Destiny, so House of Wolves looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you actually watch the trailer or not?
I saw the trailer.
Did you like the trailer?
It was a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. The Eris.
It's just a teaser trailer.
Yeah, okay. The Eris one was like a lot longer. So.
Yeah. But there's going to be another trailer. But so they're going to focus more on story than anything.
Okay.
So it's going to be...
Is that a promise?
I think so.
That's what I want.
That's what it feels like to me. It feels like it's going to be more story-based.
Well, there's no raid.
No, there's no raid, which is why they're probably going to extend it to more of a...
An arena, whatever that is.
They're going to extend it to more of a, you know, just the background and stuff.
I would hope so. I mean, like, they need that.
Yeah, they do. So, House of Wolves, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna be on that when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be on there. I think I should have Bloodborne done by the time that comes out.
I want to play House of Wolves before anybody else plays House of Wolves. And I don't really mean that literally, you know what I mean? But just, yeah. I don't want to know everything before I play it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, well, I want to discover.
We each have at least one character that's max level, so we should be able to do everything in House of Wolves.
And if anything, I know that Monkey always has his group.
Yeah.
And he's always on that group. But, I've found a new group, you know, not as a replacement to Monkey, but just as an addition to Monkey.
Well, yeah,
because we love Monkey, dude.
Yeah, the Monkey's like my favorite person to play with, next to you, of course.
Oh,
because you're always here.
I don't think you meant that, but anyway, they
Monkey's just
so
nice
Sky looking. Sky's gotten into the game, and he's new at it. So it's kind of, it's fun to play with him because he's new at it. Going on, yeah. So, and it's him and, another dude named Draco and then Mew Gusta.
A Miss Strom or something like that?
Miss Strombomb. Strombomb's always,
helping
out. Always up, yeah. Always up for helping. And, so, I mean, as a 5-man team, I think we could rate it up. But yeah, looking forward to that. So, back to the Rock Band 4 Harmonix, which is the other publisher of Rock Band 4, is going to be in charge of digital sales.
Okay.
Which is basically doing nothing.
Well, I want to support...
I mean, you put a game on a server, and then you have people download from it.
I want to support Harmonix, so should I buy the digital copy?
I want to support Mad Catz, because they built stuff that I like.
Oh, interesting.
Such as Fight Sticks. They made my Fight Stick.
And so that's why it's a good one. Them.
I mean, they're all good ones. MacAds makes good peripherals.
They do.
There's a lot of sales right now.
Well, tell me more.
I
have disposable income.
The ones that interest me the most is there's a couple of Best Buy and Amazon, which are the same price. One of them, Shadow of Mordor, which is $20 right now.
Good price.
A Best Buy or Amazon. It's a really good price.
Yeah, pick it up. If you don't have it.
Type-Zero, Final Fantasy Type-Zero, is $40 on Amazon and Best Buy for Xbox. But the PS4 Type-Zero on Amazon is $38. So it's $2 cheaper.
Is this still the version that comes with the Final Fantasy 15 demo?
I don't know. I thought that was a early.
I think it still supplies last kind of early release type of thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not exactly sure. I didn't actually go to check which
edition it was.
Which version? Yeah. So it might be. I don't know. You guys can check if you're down to buy it, then check it. Even if it isn't, whatever, just buy it.
Well, that's why most people buy. I mean. Yeah, you can give a good review for that game, right? Because you played it.
You say most people paid $60 for a demo.
I'm online.
Really?
Yeah. I think most people...
I don't see that. I don't see people doing that.
You're saying you spent $60...
For a game I haven't played, yeah.
For a PlayStation 4 edition of a PSP game.
Okay, the demo was definitely a selling point.
Yeah, you bought it for the demo.
But... But it's a game. I haven't played yet.
No, I know. But, I mean, you wouldn't have cared about the game.
You know what? You're right. You're right. If it wasn't for the demo, I probably wouldn't have bought it. God damn. I hate it when you're right, Dan.
I know. That's why I strive so hard to be.
So that's that. Sunset Overdrive is $30.
I heard it's pretty good. I hear it takes a while to get into it, but once you're into it, you get the hang of it, it's really good fun.
So stay on it. Stay on it until you have fun.
But stay on it until you hit yourself in the head hard enough and you like it.
There's movies that start out slow and you end up liking them in the end. So, yeah. Same deal. So, yes. $30. Pretty cheap. What I'm really interested in is by Amazon, Mortal Kombat 10 and a PS4 controller for $100.
Are you saving money on that?
Yeah. The controls are like $60.
Oh, they are like $60.
And the game is $60. So you're saving like $20.
You're saving $20.
Okay. And it's a good deal. It's not a great deal, but it's a good deal.
Is it a special controller or is it just...
It's a blue one. It's just a blue one. Oh. I don't think it has any like Mortal Kombat decals or anything like that.
Okay. But still, it's not the standard black at least.
No, it's a blue one, yeah. So Smash.
Have you watched anybody play that game? I've watched
tons of gameplay of Mortal Kombat 10 because I want to play it so bad. Like
it seems like,
and I don't even care I care about the story mode, but I don't care if it gets spoiled for me because I'm gonna play through the story mode like just once through, and then I'm just gonna be like, yeah, whatever. Now it's time for online. You know,
it seems like one of those types of games where like if you get juggled, then you just have to wait for them to mess up their juggle.
It's,
I mean, it seems... Like, the more you get
juggled,
so much.
The more you get juggled, the faster you start falling down.
Okay.
So it's not, I mean, it's not completely broken, you know what I mean? And, I mean, they already did a couple of updates on him. Or one update, at least, that I know of, and they give out a free costume with it.
I hear they're doing that with every update.
Yeah, supposedly. I don't know if that's going to be true, but... I don't even remember who said that, but it might have been from Ed Boon. The Mortal Kombat. They were talking about there's a lot of characters in story mode that you can fight against, but you can't actually play. I think Baraka is one of them. Sindel is another, and someone. I think someone made a, for the PC version, someone made a mod that you can play with those characters, but it doesn't work exactly like someone would want it to work. There's something different about it. I don't know. It just doesn't work right all the way. Someone asked Ed Boon on Twitter whether they were going to be available for DLC. And Ed was like, oh, you mean like a story pack? You know, and it just get, I don't know, like a little hint, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's good. You're going to buy a story pack and play all these characters, which the one I'm looking forward to the most is probably Baraka. I really love Baraka in Mortal Kombat 2. He's one of my favorite characters in it, and I think he had one of the best fatalities, which was the one where he pulls out the spike and just, like, pierces a little bit through your chest and it just holds you up, and you're just kind of suffering there until you finally pierces you all the way and you start sliding down.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Something about that one just. Yeah. Oh, dude, just loved it.
You just like that torture, you, huh?
Yeah, dude. It just, I loved it, dude. But, they're more than likely, I think they're gonna be playable characters as a DLC. I really want that game. So another game that's on sale is Smash Brothers 3DS for $35. This is Amazon still, just Amazon, and Smash Brothers Wii U for $45. So that's a good price for them, especially since they're so new. Mm-hmm. South Park PC version is $22. Like Dan was saying earlier, that that's a game that'll probably be a lot cheaper on Steam. Especially during the summer sale. So, I don't know if you guys might want to hold up on that one and just wait for Steam to put it on sale. Borderlands 2 for the PS Vita. Borderlands 2 and a PS Vita bundle for $170. The Vita itself is $200.
Yep.
And then the Borderlands 2, I don't know how much that costs, but...
So they're basically just selling out of their stock of the bundle. When Borderlands 2 first came out, it came as a Vita bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not bad price.
It's cheap, dude. It's really cheap. It's $170.
Just want to note, it's the second edition Vita. So it's the LCD screen, not the OLED.
Yeah, they all are now.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure you probably still find an OLED Vita if you want to.
Yeah, there's always someone selling it. Even new ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still new ones out there. Let's see, what else? There's actually tons of games that are on sale right now by Amazon and Best Buy and eBay and just all these, I think Target? I might have seen the Target in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just look up your game. Look it up online on Amazon and more than likely it's on sale. There's like tons of sales for games right now. Early spring sale? Is it early spring? Is it late spring already? It's late spring, isn't it?
Yeah, it's late spring now.
Yeah.
It's starting to get cold out, so, yeah.
So, yeah, just check out your game, look it up, and it's probably on sale right now. These are the ones that interested me the most, but there's a lot more titles, and, yeah. Okay, so other news. Funny news. Not funny, but... and I really don't know how to pronounce these names, but Fredrik Neij, Gottfried Swartholm Warg, and Peter Sunde were all co-founders of PirateBay.org. Or
did you say .org?
.org.
Org?
Org. Yeah, same thing. Same difference. But they've changed the dot and whatever a bunch of times. Anyway, so these guys got, you know, they got raided or whatever. And they got arrested. And they got sentenced to...
the jail.
A year in prison. But they... I don't know how the prison system works over there in Sweden. But apparently they were still free men after they got sentenced. And so they had the opportunity to run away. And they all did. And I don't remember which one was which, but there's one. One guy was caught in Sweden. Another guy got caught in... what was it? Cambodia?
Okay.
I believe. And Thailand. I might be... I know Thailand's for sure, but Cambodia might be, I guess. Anyway, so these guys, they finally get caught, and, you know, they're put in prison. And then Fredrik, he's like, hey, I want an NES in my jail cell. And apparently it's a thing over there. Like, you can have gaming systems in prison.
Right, well, to relieve stress, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's just weird. I mean, it's so different from...
Well, I mean, they also have, like, a higher, like, a turnover rate from, like, prisoners to citizen. And stuff like that.
Violent crime rates isn't really all that high, is it?
They treat their prisoners like people. And guess what? People will decide they don't want to stay in jail. They want to be actual people.
Yeah, it's a good system, apparently. I don't know if that would work here, though.
No.
That probably wouldn't work here.
We're too thick-headed.
So, this guy asked for an NES, an original NES, and the prison system's like, no, we can't do that, not because we don't want to, it's because we can't open up an NES without breaking it. And the guy's like, no, just buy a screwdriver and open it up. I mean, it has I think it has the triangle screws?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even remember. I think it's the triangle screws that it has. And they would just have to buy it, like, they would just have to buy a screwdriver, like, for it. But they said, no, if we open it, we're going to break this, and then it's not going to work. So we're not going to get you one. And the guy was all mad, and he filed for an appeal to get his NES into the prison system. And he says, and they said if they can't open it, because if they open it, they break it, but so if they can't open it, they can't tell if there's anything, some illegal contraband in there.
Just have him open it in front of them. Obviously, he feels comfortable opening it, so it's just like,
But then they would have to give him a screwdriver.
Yeah, and then they just have a gun on him.
It's a shiv.
They take the screwdriver back.
Yeah, in the chest. This guy, dude. There's an appeal for this.
It'd be the most ineffective screwdriver shiv ever. Those things are, like, small, usually.
I don't know, man. There's
like 2 or 3 inches of piercing power there.
Yeah, well, it would still hurt a lot.
Yeah, it would hurt a lot. I don't think it would kill anybody, though.
You could.
I think...
If you make enough holes...
If it came down to a fist fight, I think they could disarm the screwdriver fast enough.
Yeah, it wouldn't be...
And it wouldn't be
especially if you have, like, 10 guards around them.
Yeah.
With guns. No, wait, do they have guns in it? See, Sweden's just a weird place, dude. It's not weird.
They probably have beat sticks. If anything.
Yeah, they probably do. But, I don't know. The prison system seems kind of cool. I wouldn't mind going to prison in Sweden.
I mean, if you gotta go to prison anywhere, like, it's not a bad place to go to prison.
Sweden would be the place, yeah. You get to play video games, dude. I still play video games in prison. It's cool.
Prison.
In prison. Besides the 1 year, term, they also were made to pay back $3.6 million to these already rich companies who
took damages. $3.6 million to each company, or
Total? I think total.
Okay, so like out of all the companies that have taken damage, like $10 per company or something like that.
It's like it's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. It's illegal or whatnot, but I mean, just the fact that the companies are like, hey, no, you got to give us all this money is like, come on, dude. You guys have enough money already. Why do you want more?
I mean, it's
to teach a lesson?
They're just hosting a website. Yeah. If their users are doing stuff. I don't know.
There's a disclaimer, too, on the website. It's like, hey, check your local laws before you do anything here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they didn't know what people were doing on their website.
But I feel like there's other, like, examples of this type of negligence going on and other things where people aren't getting in trouble, you know?
Look at Napster, the whole, how it started, right? Yeah. They were doing it for a long time, and it seemed like a legal thing, because it was just happening.
It was the first time it happened.
And it was like, people are downloading songs for free, and movies, or Napster, Napster was just music at the time, right?
Yeah, it was LimeWire, when you started getting videos.
Oh, LimeWire, yeah, they got shut down, too.
Yeah, they did.
So,
well, they also
happens so much, like, for such a long period of time. How come they didn't shut them down earlier?
Because I don't think there was laws. I think they had to, like, go
how
through
can there not be laws?
Legal paperwork.
If Napster got taken down, why wouldn't LimeWire be taken down right away? You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. The same thing is happening.
Yeah.
And even, what's that other, there was another big one that got shut down, too, not that long ago. What was the name of that one? I can't remember. But yeah, Pirate Bay got shut down too. Like, not even that long ago. It was like a month ago? If that? I don't even think it was a month. I think it has been a month.
Well, the official Pirate Bay got shut down.
Yeah, well, there's another official Pirate Bay up already.
But it's not by the person that made it, though, right?
There was a countdown on the original Pirate Bay site. And once a countdown hit zero, the Pirate Bay was up again. And everything looks exactly the same.
Okay.
So, I don't know exactly what the deal was. I don't know if it's the same guys or just some different country, different people. But the website looks exactly the same. But, yeah. That's that. I don't know how you feel about file sharing.
I mean, when I was a young man and I didn't have an income, it was a great way for me to say... able to say in the conversation, right? Now that I have a job, I don't really see the need to do it. It seems more of a hassle than not a hassle at this point. I mean, yeah, it's cool to be able to just do things for free and, like, use my money on other things and stuff like that. But at this point, I'm like, eh. I could just go out, buy something, and then be able to use it right away. Or I could spend, like, 4 hours waiting for this thing to download.
It used to be cooler when Blockbuster was around. was around. Hollywood Video. Because they had a huge selection, dude. Yeah. And you could just go at any time you wanted, just rent whatever you want. You wouldn't have to pay a monthly fee. Just pay whenever you want to go see a movie. You know what I mean? Like, now everybody has, Netflix, but you're paying a monthly fee, and most people, I think, have the...
Streaming?
The streaming only, and the streaming only doesn't offer everything.
Yeah,
it doesn't. You know what I mean? It doesn't offer you new movies. Every now and then you'll get, like, a new movie. When you buy, and when you do the DVDs, you really, I don't know, it just feels to me like you're only getting... you can only rent them once a week. Because people... I feel like people just don't really watch movies during the week. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's more of a weekend thing. And
if,
it's just...
If you're where I live... I live, like, what, a day or two away from a drop-off, an actual center of, like, of mail. Like, a day or two's worth of mail to an actual center for Netflix. And it takes me, like, 2 to 3 days to get into this. So if I really want to, I can watch 2 movies a week. Basically, was one disc plan.
But see, it's a lot more trouble for you too.
Yeah, if you live next to like a drop off center, I hear you can actually just go and drop it off, and it will give you the next disc in your queue.
The closest one is in San Jose, right?
Yeah, from here. Closest one is in San Jose.
Or Los Gatos.
Is there one in Los Gatos?
I think Los Gatos. Yeah.
Okay.
But it just. I think Blockbuster was a better way to rent movies than Netflix.
I mean, at the end, Blockbuster did really good because they had the online DVD plan, or you could just take go.
But they only did that because Netflix came out, dude.
Yeah,
I mean they're just.
I mean that was perfect. If we would have done that a lot sooner, they probably would have been around a lot longer than they were.
Yeah, if they were the first ones that did that.
Not even the first ones, but if they came out with that plan. Because they obviously Netflix was around for a while before they were like, all right, fine, let's do this. But they did it like at the end of them, like they were already struggling at that point, you know. Netflix people were already established on Netflix. You know, Blockbuster did the whole thing like this is just a fad, don't worry about it, and until it was too late, you know.
Yeah, Hollywood Video never went that route, right? I don't remember them.
They just died, which really bugged me.
I mean, they didn't actually try the
no the
streaming or anything like that.
It really bugged me, though, because Hollywood Video had the Game Center attached to it. I forget what they called it.
The Game Center.
But it was, like, where they sold their used games.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really cool. They'd have, like, great games on super cheap discount sales and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, the ones that didn't rent anymore, because everybody ever played them out.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know what I mean? You would pay for the rental, and you keep them for, like, 5 days. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was a good deal. It was cheap. It was like $3 for a game.
I mean, yeah.
And get to play for 5 days straight.
The Order 1886, get to play the whole game for $3.
Yeah. Right? And I don't know, man. I really miss Blockbuster. I think I still have my card, too.
Have you
never thrown it away.
You going to try Gamefly?
Gamefly is not worth it for me. It would be a waste of money for me.
PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Wii U, PC.
Yeah, but I don't play as often as I would like. For me to really enjoy Gamefly, I would have to have more time in my day to play.
I mean, you would have to be like a professional streamer on Twitch.
But I only Twitch for like a couple hours at a time, though. Yeah. So you know what I mean? It's not really that long.
Do you think Twitch streamers do that?
What?
Gamefly, don't spend money on games.
All the Twitch users that I follow,
does actually
own the games that they play.
Right. Well, you know, so, a lot of them do like Nintendo and stuff like that, classic stuff like that. But it's actually kind of not a bad idea. If you're getting money from Twitch,
I think at that point you just buy it.
Yeah,
because I mean, once you make it big, if you make it big on Twitch,
nobody cares, right? Yeah.
People they start putting donation buttons.
Patreon and guess what? And all that
people
stuff.
Donate.
Yeah.
Maximilian Dude. You know who he is?
No.
Okay. So he's in the FGC. So this guy, you watch one of his Twitches, right? Well, just watch one of them, dude. Maximilian Dude. Just look him up. Look him up on Twitch or just watch one stream. You will see at least 50 people donate to him. $5, $10, $25, $100, $50. Every single stream, dude. People just pour money into this channel.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, where does all this money go? It's like, you know, he says it goes towards the stream and just you're making it better and this and that, but it's so much money, dude.
Well, you know, him being able to eat lobster on a daily basis is making the stream better because he's a happier person.
And whatever, dude, and good for him, dude. You know what I mean? Like, if I mean, he's making it big.
I mean, ride this bubble while it lasts.
If people want to give him money, then whatever, man. You know, good for you, dude. You know, people are just giving you money.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people
for playing video games
online,
like, you know, on a streaming service, you know? And I mean, he's a famous guy. People know him, and in the fighting game community, people know him.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that has a lot to do with it. I mean, he's very knowledgeable. And he's just he's a cool guy. Just from the stream, you know, he seems like he's a nice guy. So, yeah, whatever, man. More power to him. But Gamefly for me, yeah, not worth it. These guys probably not worth it either because they can just buy the games. You know what I mean? They have money coming in, dude. It doesn't matter.
I guess if you're barely getting donations, it might be a good idea. If you're getting like, you know, $10-$15 a month in donations, Gamefly just makes perfect sense. Because it will give you that constant stream of games, you know?
And you can always, I'm assuming you can always get the newest games, right? Or how does that work?
That might be hard. I think it'll depend on how many copies you have and how fast people...
Yeah, see, that's another thing, too. It's kind of the same thing with, even Netflix, it happened to me a couple times with Netflix when I was doing the DVDs. They would tell me, oh, no, we don't, there's no copies right now, so we sent you the next movie. You know, so, I mean, with video games, though, video games are a lot more expensive.
And people will hold them for longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever. I'm probably never going to get Gamefly. The Netflix was cool when they did the DVD and the streaming.
Yeah.
That's when I got it. And then they were like, hey, no, we're not going to do this anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, am I keeping my service because that's what I'm paying for? And they're like, no, we're separating your services. I was just like, well, that's stupid. I'm not going to pay for this anymore. And I didn't for a really long time, but now I'm back. Yay.
For DVD and streaming or just...
No, nah, just the streaming. It's mostly for the kids. It was right. Mostly for the kids. I mean, it wasn't really for me. If it were for me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't care about Netflix anymore. Hulu, on the other hand, is a lot cooler, I think.
I hate Hulu.
Because of the newer episodes. I know the commercials, the ads.
Like, recently, I can watch, like, one episode of Hulu, and then the next episode, it'll just keep buffering, like, every 5 seconds.
That's your internet, son.
It can't be, because everything else is fine. Like, my internet hasn't been taking a dip or anything like that. I have nothing else on or anything like that, running, using the internet. It's like, but if I close out Hulu and go back in, it'll work again for, like, another episode.
That's strange.
Yeah, like, Hulu's having some weird buffering thing or something like that.
That doesn't do that to me.
So it's been really annoying me.
Do you have Hulu Plus?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hasn't done it to me.
Well, you have to have Hulu Plus. I watch it on consoles.
You don't have to have Hulu Plus.
Watch it on consoles? Yeah, you do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's no Hulu on consoles.
The free version's not on there?
No.
Oh, that's lame.
And besides, with the free version, it's just like clips anyway.
No. Oh, they've dwindled it down a lot.
Yeah.
I used to be able to watch Naruto back in the day. Like, the newer episodes, they were free. They were just on there. And then one day I just go in there and I was like, hey, no, you need to have Hulu Plus. I was like, no. No, I must have typed the wrong Naruto in here, right?
They got greedy.
So, yeah, they did. They did. And so, yeah, they started telling me that I had to get Hulu Plus. And it wasn't just Naruto. It started to be a lot of, you know, some other shows. I was just like, ah, well, this sucks. But I still feel like it's a good service. I like it better because it's newer episodes. What, we'll just watch it a week later, right?
I think Netflix. Who's great? Because if you don't have a channel, or if you don't have a DVR, get Hulu, right? Like, I don't have CW, and so unless I want to watch it off of some video that might website that might give me a virus, I can't watch the CW shows. But you know, CW has Flash, it has Arrow, and it has like Supernatural. Like, I like those shows. Like, I want to watch them. So that's where Hulu comes in, right? Also, Hulu has a really extensive list of anime.
Yeah, they do.
Surprising. Like, they have a comparable list of anime that like Netflix has, but they're different. So having the two in conjunction works really well. And Hulu is a lot more varied in what they have.
I watched the whole Inuyasha on Hulu.
You actually finished it?
Yeah. From start to finish.
Does he ever actually kill the demon guy, or does he just keep almost killing them?
No.
Because I got really tired of it when he kept almost killing them.
The last season of it was really fast-paced. If you want, just watch the last season.
Maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah, just watch the last season, dude.
Maybe I'll watch it in Japanese sometimes. That'll probably make me enjoy it a lot better. Do you have Japanese?
It's always better in Japanese. Anime is always better in Japanese. Mm. Yes.
No.
There's
a handful of really good voice actors in English.
No, there's not.
The Cowboy Bebop crew.
But that one...
That crew, any show that has good subbing, it's those people.
Dubbing,
yeah. Any group, any anime that has good dubbing, you will recognize those voices from Cowboy Bebop, because it's the same people.
It seems... I think it's mostly because Cowboy Bebop was more adult-oriented that they would have a more serious actors associated with it. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Because when you look at Naruto, that's definitely, for kids.
Oh my god.
Even Naruto Shippuden is like,
oh,
it's a little, it's not as kiddish as the original Naruto.
Yeah, because I was watching Naruto
still
before it came out in America, right? And so it's all Japanese. It's somebody, making their own subtitles for it because it's never been released in the States. And then they started releasing in the States. And I was like, I'm going to check out how they're subbing it. And it's like, you got to believe it. I'm like, oh, God. And that's all I watched.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing like the actual, connotation of
the Japanese actors.
Yeah.
The same thing with Bleach.
Yeah, Bleach is not great.
It was horrendous, dude.
It's not good.
But when you got, oh my god, what is the name of it? The Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, I thought that one
was great. Yeah, that was good in English. And that's like I said, that's more of an adult oriented anime, dude, manga, whatever. And so I feel like when the better voice actors, American. Always come in when there's a more adult-oriented anime.
I find that the closer the actual English script is to the Japanese script is also going to dictate how good the English voice acting is going to be. Because Soul Eater is not an adult-oriented show, right? It's kind of more of a kid show. But I actually prefer the English voice acting.
You prefer it?
Yeah. Because I tried watching a couple episodes in Japanese voice acting, and they kind of had like Japanese high-pitched voice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that was better portrayed in the English one than it was in the Japanese one.
Okay. There's an anime, or a manga, I'm reading the manga right now, but the... Oh my god, Fist of the North Star. Which,
You gotta watch the show, dude.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched the anime yet, because I want to watch the... I want to read the manga before I do that. So I've been reading the manga right now, and it's pretty gruesome.
Oh yeah,
it is pretty gruesome.
It's super violent.
The manga will let you know what the cartoon's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's kind of crazy, but I can't wait to watch that actual.
It's such a ridiculous show. It's so 70s anime, dude.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. Okay. Back on topic, where was I at? Oh, Windows 10 was said to be released this this summer. Microsoft said they were going to release it this summer. But AMD mentioned in a comment that they made that it will be at the end of July specifically. So, you know, midsummer.
Yeah.
It'll be ready, Windows 10. And
free upgrade, you can upgrade?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotta check what Windows 10 has to offer.
Yeah. Because, really, you should just get a new.
I mean, honestly, dude, I really do need a new computer.
I mean,
I want to be able to play games on my computer. It. Not even that. Like, I want to play games. I want to be able to play all these Steam games that I have, and I can most of the games I can play them. But it's hard for me to play games and stream them on my computer. Because my computer obviously is going to be used for the streaming part, mm-hmm. and if I play a game on it, dude, it just slows down and starts wigging out, and I need a new computer.
But, see, what you could do is you can even just keep your current computer, have your new fancy computer that play the games, and your old computer runs the stream, right?
How can I do it? Wait, no. Wouldn't I have to hook up both computers or something?
You kind of would, I think, yeah.
But yeah. How does that work?
Maybe not. I feel like I've seen people have setups like that, but, you know, they know what they're doing, so.
I mean, yeah, well, I don't know, dude. Do you just hook up, like, the second monitor?
Kind of like you. I think, I think the streaming computer would be capturing your other computer.
How would you feed the video?
You have a built-in capture card on your computer.
Interesting.
There's probably more to it, but I think it's the basics of it.
I don't know. It seems to, like, too much trouble.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't buy a laptop either.
Yeah.
I don't like laptops at all.
I mean, laptops are nice if you don't spend a lot of time at home, but if you're going to be at home playing your games...
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
There's no point in getting a laptop.
I never want to use a computer when I'm not at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not... I don't know. I'm just not a big computer guy, I guess. But, I'm going to need a new computer. And usually... last one I bought from Costco was a good deal. I mean, it was a really good computer when I bought it, but now it's not so much.
Mm.
And I was thinking about getting a better capture card as well, but I was like, you know what? I don't want to invest in a capture card. I just rather just take that money and put it towards a new computer.
Yeah.
At this point,
I think this is a better choice at this point. Your capture card is still doing what it needs to do. So, I mean, until it gets to a point where, I mean, do you need 1080p right now?
No, nobody needs it.
Yeah, so until it gets to the point where you're like, you feel like you must have it.
But then I'd have to pay, whatchamacallums?
Dues?
No, well, I have to pay the capture company. My God. The one I use to capture video.
Okay.
What are they called?
AverMedia?
No, not AverMedia, the other one on the computer.
Oh, XSplit?
XSplit, thank you. God, man. Blank on that one. XSplit, yeah, but I think you have to pay XSplit. You got to pay for the license fees and stuff or if you want to do the really nice looking streams.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't look so nice. That's true. I mean, they're still good.
There's free ones. You can get a free one that will let you do nice streams.
Yeah, they're a little more complicated too.
Yeah.
Is it OBM?
I hear that one's just worth the effort.
Is it? Yeah. Like I tried using that one and I didn't know what to do exactly,
mm-hmm.
and I've never actually looked into it, but.
Like, I actually have the program that we use to capture the Game Days videos. They just recently done away with their streaming fees, so now I can use that to stream on Twitch if I want to.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Who do you use?
It's Marillus.
Okay.
So it basically creates a virtual capture device on my computer, basically.
Have you tried?
I haven't done streaming off of it. I mean, I'm not much of a streamer personally, but this is what I use for game days and stuff like that. I think I've streamed off of it like once and it seemed to work fine, but I'm not sure. I wasn't really messing with the settings too much or anything. Like, I don't know how the feed looked to somebody else or whatever.
I'm gonna have to try that out. See how my stream looks with it.
Yeah, if you want to test it out here. I mean, the thing is, it'll run just off my computer, so I mean, that might be something that'll let your computer let you Twitch games, too.
for PC stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a capture card is probably going to be much better in the long run than the software solution, but hey, it works for me.
Yeah, I've been having issues with my... with it capturing the image from the capture card in my computer when it comes to... because I want to... I've been trying to do XSplit through XSplit, you know, like with my capture card.
Yeah.
Instead of using my capture card's software to do it. But it sometimes I'll start capturing, but then it just freezes. And I don't know why it does it, and it does that all the time. And I've gone to the forums and stuff, and I look for it, and they tell me to upgrade, you know, just download the latest drivers, this and that. And I was like, okay, do that. But it's the same thing, and nothing fixes it.
It might just have be a computer limitation.
Yeah, see? Just goes back to
me buying a computer. You might need, like, a faster RAM or processor or something like that.
RAM's awesome. No, not really. Yeah. It's not really awesome anymore. But, I don't know. But you're not, yeah, I mean, you're not looking forward to getting Windows 10, are you?
There's one thing I'm interested in, and it's that I think, one, it's a free upgrade for me, because I have Windows 7. Two is that I'm pretty sure they're not going to have a RAM limit anymore. I don't know if you knew this about Windows, but like previous versions of Windows would limit how much RAM your computer could use.
Really?
Yeah. So, and they would do it by like the tiers, right? So basic would be able to use like 8 gigs of RAM. If you want like home plus edition, you'd be able to use 12 gigs of RAM. If you want business, you can use 256 gigs of RAM. Right? So apparently, I think Windows 8 is supposed to do it. I'm not sure, but I think Windows 10 for sure is supposed to just do away with that limit. Because it's just like, it's just a dumb thing to put. It's like, if I buy 16 gigs of RAM, I should be able to use 16 gigs of RAM on my computer. Windows shouldn't be telling me how much memory.
Especially when Windows comes pre-installed in the computer, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's up?
Just seems kind of weird to buy a computer that already has this Windows and then it has all these gigs, but you can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, because I was looking to upgrade the RAM on my computer and I like ran into it and I was like, what? And like did all kinds of research. Apparently, yeah, that was like a thing that they started
Windows 10 did away with this, or is going to do away with this.
Yeah, I think 8 did away with it already. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I'm pretty sure 10 is doing that.
The only thing that's cool is that they're going back to more classic Windows.
Yeah,
none of this whole made for a tablet thing.
Like they realized that nobody liked that.
Yeah, I mean, are tablets dying out?
I feel like
I don't see that many people with tablets anymore.
I think smartphones are just why have a tablet if you have a smartphone.
It's just a bigger screen, right?
But yeah.
It does the same thing.
It does exactly the same thing, except you can't call people.
Nah, it's not true.
Well, they got those phones that are almost tablets now. You can call on Wi-Fi.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it was... back in the day, I used to see, you know, when the tablets were really super popular, everybody had a damn tablet. They always had a tablet out. They always carried a tablet with them at, you know, to stadiums and stuff, watching sports and concerts and everything.
It was pretty cool. I mean, it's a laptop without the hassle of a laptop.
But now I feel like I don't see anybody else. Like, nobody cares about them anymore.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody with them, dude. Like, even when I go to you know, public places and stuff, like, you know, concerts, or not necessarily concerts, but, you know, going to the zoo or whatever, just stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just like, it's just everybody uses their phone now, like you said. No one has these tablets anymore. It's like, it's just, it feels like it was just kind of a gimmick, really.
Yeah. And you know what's going to do away with phones?
Nothing.
Google Glass upgrades.
No.
When they get that working with, like, that is your phone, and you have your little, like, holographic image.
That's so expensive.
At first. But eventually...
that's gotta be super expensive, dude.
Nah. The HoloLens is not gonna be super expensive.
You don't feel like that's gonna be expensive?
Expensive. It's gonna cost less than $1,000.
Really? I don't feel like it's
People have to be able to buy it. If people can't buy it, then there's no point in making it.
When Bluetooth came out, dude, they were super expensive. Not everybody could buy a Bluetooth. Not just a Bluetooth.
Yeah, but you gotta remember... Microsoft is marketing this to people, right? They have the whole Minecraft demo. To gamers are marketing this too. Gamers can't go out and spend like $2,000 just on like a peripheral.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I don't have that money. That's for damn sure.
It's gonna have to be like less than $1,000.
It's still gonna be a lot of money though.
Because Project Morpheus is probably gonna be less than $400. Same thing with the Steam VR and the Oculus Rift, right? There's probably gonna be at most probably $500. Google HoloLens is directly competing with them. Whether they say so or not, whether it's the same technology or not, that's pretty much who they're competing against. So if they want this thing to take off, they're gonna have to compete with virtual reality.
It's a new feature. I was talking about that with somebody at work today. Virtual reality thing. Just how it's gonna be the new thing now, you know what I mean? Just the way the future is going.
You know what I'm waiting for so badly? Dot Hack. Oh man.
There's a new Dot Hack game?
No, but I want that. That's what I want.
Oh, you want that in
VR thing. The MMORPG VR. Everywhere I look, I'm seeing the game, it looks great. Yeah, I want that, and I want to be able to play Diablo using that.
An immersive Diablo or Dot Hack.
Yeah.
Dude, any RPG really, dude.
Yeah, any RPG really, yeah. But those two are the ones on top of my head right now. I could give up games at that point. I could be like, you know, just give me my Dot Hack, and I don't care what else comes out.
The Final Fantasies just being on the airship? I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
or even riding a chocobo, dude. Just like, I don't know, man.
The chocobo would be cool, yeah.
Oh, man.
And, like, they already have bits and pieces of, like, synaptic suits and stuff. Like, somebody's already made a vest piece that, like, you know, if you get shot in the game, you'll feel, like, pressure where the bullet's hitting you. They have gloves to do that and stuff like that. So we're not even that far away from a full body suit at this point.
This is Ready Player One happening right here.
Yeah, I mean, like, they make it sound like it's all crazy super far in the future. It's not. And with the speed of technology, you know, if this stuff actually takes off this time, we'll probably have it in the next 10, 15 years.
Not like Nintendo's Virtual Boy?
Yeah. There was better virtual reality out.
When Virtual Boy came out?
Yeah. I mean, 3D at that point was better than Virtual Boy. The Sega Master System had better 3D than Virtual Boy, and that had color.
You know, like
3D.
The wireframe only red.
What was the why?
That's what they could afford, dude.
No, because that was supposed to be a handheld, and all their handhelds were monochromatic at that point in time.
Game Boy Color?
It was before Game Boy Color. Way before Game Boy Color.
I feel like it wasn't.
It was.
But I'm gonna believe
it was
you.
It was before Game Boy Pocket, if I'm not mistaken.
Game Boy Pocket was after Game Boy Color, though, wasn't it? No, it was not.
It was not.
Yeah.
Because remember, that was their handheld. They weren't coming out with handhelds at that point.
It's just funny calling that a handheld because there's no way.
It was like you would have to carry it in the backpack.
Yeah, dude. I wanna. How many sales? Do you even know how many sales they did?
No. I mean,
it couldn't have been too much, obviously, but I just wonder how many people actually went outside and started playing their Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
Like outside in a park or whatever, dude, just going out, just like, Mario Tennis. I never saw a single person ever, ever in my life.
I don't think I even know anybody that even owned one.
No, me neither.
Yeah. And I know people that own, like, every console that's ever come out, except the Virtual Boy.
They not own the... Does,
Charlie?
Charlie, does he own the Virtual Boy?
I don't think he owns the Virtual Boy. I honestly do not think he owns the Virtual Boy. He owns, like, everything else Nintendo.
I need to ask him. Yeah. I need to ask him. Or you ask him next time you see him.
Oh, yeah, no, I can ask him. I mean, he has a Game Gear. I think he had I think he might have had a Lynx or a Jaguar at one point. You know, he has the Master Systems. He's pretty much every time a console comes out, he gets like the day one edition.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Wish I could afford that.
It's funny, a lot of the time, smiled at the time too. I'll talk to him himself like that. Like, I'm like, you gonna get all the consoles this year? It's like, nah, there's no point. And I'm like, you know, this console or that console, you know, they don't put, there's not gonna be any good games. And I'll just pick it up on the other console. And then it'll be like, oh yeah, so I got this console. Like, why? Yeah, well, yeah, I was in the store and I was like, ah, I'll just get it.
The fact that you say it just like that, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Makes me jealous, dude. Makes me jealous.
You get to have fun like that when you don't have a family.
But
when you have family, you get to see cute things that kids do. And you get to have a financial future, hopefully, if they're...
Are you trying to make me feel better?
Yeah, we're trying to make you feel better. When you get old and decrepit and poop your pants, maybe you'll have somebody that'll take care of you.
Look, as long as they pop a gaming system in front of me, I don't care how many times I have to poop my pants, dude.
But what if
I will be happy. I will be happy no matter what. I just want a gaming system.
Oh, man, but what if
it's... You know I'm going to be gaming until I'm like 90,
what
dude.
What if they are like, here, Dad, we got you the Ouya.
Is that the new Nintendo one? I don't know. Which one's the Ouya?
You know the Ouya?
No.
That was the one that was just Android games, pretty much.
Oh, that thing!
Yeah.
That thing's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said if they pop
There was No. That's not a gaming system. That is not a gaming system, dude.
That's where Towerfall Ascension first came out. Or Towerfall came
out. That's not a gaming system.
And Towerfall is no. Everybody loves it.
It's like saying like the Steam computers are a gaming system. It's not.
Well, they're more of a gaming system.
It's not a game. It's a computer.
Yeah.
It's a computer. It's not a gaming system.
Yeah, I mean, Steam literally is a computer, yeah.
If it was a gaming system. No, because you would have to upgrade it. You would have to upgrade it, right? Eventually,
yeah.
Yeah. Not a gaming system.
We have a piece of news here that I'm very, very excited about.
Go for it.
Alright. So Gunco, it's the company that bought the rights to all the properties of GameArts, which is probably my favorite developer. Back before I knew that I had favorite developers. Like, okay. once I realized their catalog of games they came out with, I was like, hey, wait a second, there's like 10 of my favorite games from like my life. Like, GameArts is awesome. You're my favorite developer. I actually work in designs, published a lot of GameArt games in America, and I loved working designs when I was a kid. So now I know it's all the picture.
Okay.
So Gunco owns the rights to them, right? And they've done a survey recently for Gung Ho America, and in this survey, they're asking gamers which titles from GameArt's history they would like to see ported to PC. Now, let me read off some of these games to you. The Lunar series. Fantastic series of RPGs. Two actual games in the actual series, just repeated over and over again throughout the generations. The best ones are still the originals, as far as the story and everything. They actually tweaked the story when they did the re-releases and stuff like that. And
it changed the game.
It changed the tone in a much worse way, I feel. I feel like the original, I mean, the villains, everything was at a higher stake originally. And the changes they made, like, some of them, they made it more gray. You know, the overall plot and stuff more gray, but by making it more gray, they made the threat less. They reduced the threat of everything. So the original Lunars, but Lunar Service Star Story, my favorite RPG.
Ever.
Ever. The greatest RPG I've ever played. Grandia. Probably my second favorite RPG.
These guys will make all your favorite games. You're right.
Yeah. Sylphid?
Which one?
Sylphid?
Mm.
It's really, really popular. Probably, like, people say Sega CD had no games, right?
Everybody is that don't. A Sega CD game?
It was a Sega CD game.
That's probably...
Yeah, that's probably why you never played it. Everybody that owns Sega CD had at least... probably 5 or 6 games that they swore by for that console. Sonic CD, Lunar, the Silver Star, Right, and you could say Lunar Eternal Blue, the sequel. But let's just take the Lunar Superstar, right? Sylphied, Snatcher, and some would argue Pop Full Mail. Those, like, 5 to 6 games. If you had a Sega CD and you didn't own one of those games, you were doing it wrong. Eternal Champions was a great fighter. Sega CD version was the best version of that because it just had all the characters. And you could fight as a monkey. You could fight as a rooster. As an owl. As a chihuahua.
Oh man, it sounds like a great game already.
Those are the unlockable characters. The actual character, actual fighting characters and stuff like that. But they had a bunch. They had like the entire roster. Once you put in all the codes for the unlockable characters, you pretty much get a second roster of fighters. And a lot of them were the ridiculous little things like a chihuahua and a monkey and stuff like that. But it was just cool. You know, like it was just in the game, you just put in the code, no DLC or anything like that. I'm like, hey, you wanna play as a monkey? Here's this code. Cool, play as a monkey now. And you know, I miss that from games.
Free DLCs.
Yeah. Quote unquote. Yeah. But we're just having fun like that, you know? So I mean this is exciting to me because it's showing that the Gun Code's like, alright. Game Arts has this great catalog of games and stuff like that. Let's see if we can, you know, obviously, let's see if we can make some more money off of it. But I think also, it's kind of saying, like, how interested are people in these franchises? Because maybe we'll put out a new Lunar. Maybe we'll put out a new Grandia. And that's exciting to me. Because Game Arts has an amazing catalog of games. Back from the 90s to the...
Yeah. But all they want to do right now is just to port the game over to PC.
All they want to do right now is port the games to PC. But, I mean, this the possibilities are the promising aspect of this.
What have they made that's more recent?
Game Arts or Gung-Ho?
Gung-Ho makes a lot of...
like
they make a lot of like phone games, don't they?
They ported Dokuro over and stuff like that. Let me pull them up real quick. See what we get. Oh, they do Puzzles and Dragons.
What about any console games? Do they still make console games?
I'm pulling up their website right now to see if I can actually get anything. The Dokuro Ragnarok Odyssey Ace. That was the Ragnarok Odyssey games. Let's see. Is that all they have on here?
That's all they made, dude.
Whoa. Okay, no. Okay, here we go. I think a lot of it's like still Japanese stuff, but all right. Okay, this is a horrible thing to look at on your phone. Okay, now it's okay. It went super fast. Now it's going super slow. Come on now. All right. Let's see here. Freak Tower. Oh, God, slow down. Heroine Dream, which is like a Japanese thing that you can get as a classic on your PlayStation 3 and stuff like that if you read Japanese.
Wait, you can get that over here, stateside?
Yeah, it's in Japanese. It's an import.
Subtitle?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, yeah, it's just pure Japanese ones. Yeah, as far as what they themselves have put out, it doesn't look like they've done a lot. At least on the American side.
It looks like but they do the Japanese actual console games?
Yeah.
Not just sticking with the phone games?
Yeah, it looks like they do actually do a fair amount of console games. Or at least porting of console games or something like that. Let's pull up Game Arts. I want people to just appreciate Game Arts.
It's too quiet. Okay. You gotta make us sound.
Here we go. Release history. There were Sylphied. A bunch of things that I've never seen in America or never heard of. Lunar Silver Star.
So Sega CD was their last stop over here.
Lunar Eternal.
Is that what you're telling me?
No. The ports, obviously the ports of Lunars. Grandia, Gun Griffin for the Saturn. I don't know if you ever play that.
Oh, the Saturn.
Yeah, it really looks like they rode the Lada Grandia, Lunar, and Sophie.
Yeah, wow.
Like all the sequels, of course, Bomber and Generation, a bunch of the Gun Griffins.
They stuck to their roots.
Yeah, they stuck to their roots. Super Smash Bros. Brawl, they co-developed that.
What?
Co-developed with Sword Ltd. and Nintendo.
No!
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing their name.
Apparently it's right here. Super Smash Bros. Brawl, co-developed with Sora Ltd.
and Nintendo. I wonder it sucked. Bro was the most hated one, dude. I'm just saying, man. That's interesting. I didn't think they were co-developers for Bro or for the Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're not. From what they don't run themselves anymore. So you know, they're obviously not in their heyday.
No.
Yeah. But given the opportunity, I think they still have a lot they can offer.
They still own these games, right?
Well, Gung-Ho owns them.
Gung-Ho owns the games now. Yeah. Well,
I think Gung-Ho owns Game Arts, though, so.
I don't know. It doesn't seem too promising for newer games to me, Dan.
Don't crush my dreams.
I'm just putting it out there, Dan. Just putting it out there.
Or you can put out the hopes that we'll get a new Lunar that's really good and not a crappy Lunar, because that would make me cry. I'm looking at you, Lunar DS. What the hell was that?
What the hell was that? That was a great game.
No, it wasn't. It was like the weirdest thing ever. You can go through a dungeon. You can go through the dungeon where you earn XP, or you can go through the dungeon where you earn items.
Yeah.
You couldn't do both at the same time.
Yeah, but you could do one and then the other. Don't know, dude. They tried something new, man. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess. It's so different than the Lunar games. Like, there was. The only reason that you can even call them a Lunar game is because of the name, and I think there might have been the baby dragon in there somewhere.
There might have been the baby dragon. The thing I really dislike when games change so much from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
When they're supposed to be like, even if they're not necessarily sequels, you know, but they're the same series, it doesn't feel right anymore when they change it. It's like, it feels like it should be a brand new game.
Oh, like Breath of Fire 5, was it, or something like that? Were you?
I've never played up to 5, dude. I played Breath of Fire 2. That was on the
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah, it was on the Super Nintendo. And then Breath of Fire 3 was also on the Super Nintendo, right?
No. That was the first PlayStation one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
That was really good. That was a good one. That was a really good one. And then it was 4, and then they jumped to PlayStation 2 with, like, 5, and it was, like, Breath of Fire, Dragon's Aria, or something weird like that. And it was just, like, I never played it, but I heard it was just a really weird. It was, like, a completely different game at that point. And now they're all on smartphones.
Yeah.
All the new ones are smartphones only.
The one that had that I felt was just completely different from the original also was, and I know they're not, like I said, they're not directly sequels.
Yeah.
But it was Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross. There is a character from Chrono Trigger in Chrono Cross, but it was a completely different game. And it was probably meant to be a completely different game. You know what I mean? But just adding the, I don't know, the Chrono part to it made it feel like it was the same. And then the character that was in Chrono Trigger made it feel like it was supposed to be a sequel. But it was so different. And I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't give the game a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played through the game, but the whole time, even when I first started playing the game, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel like Chrono Trigger. You know what I mean? It's not like I wanted a sequel to Chrono Trigger.
It was like a different battle system.
Battle system was something about, can't remember exactly, but something where depending on the type of magic that you use, it would create a field of that where that magic was
more powerful.
Yeah, and I don't know, just some weird stuff. I remember the main character being taken over by some kind of cat guy.
Yeah, he was in the introduction, right?
It was
like a captain of a ship.
But it just didn't feel right to me, and so I think that's one of the reasons that I didn't really give the game a chance. I can't. When I first started playing the game, I was like, okay, this game sucks. You know what I mean? And I haven't gotten far into the game. You know what I mean?
I heard it actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, people say it's great. And I haven't replayed it.
You haven't gone
since that first time.
Sounds like a stream.
There's a bunch of endings as well, just like Chrono Trigger.
Right.
And I just... I feel like I need to give it a second try.
When that game came out, it looked good.
I need to give it a second try as a new game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just kind of... Forget that whole mentality. This has nothing to do with this game. This is a separate game. You know, it has nothing to do with any other game out there.
You know, actually, this might surprise you. I heard the game was actually supposed to be a direct sequel to Chrono Trigger. I heard that.
But there's nothing related to it.
I heard that Magus was supposed to be an actual physical character in that game, but they decided not to make it a direct sequel, and they kind of changed it.
Well, Scala's in the game. You remember Scala?
No, stop.
She was,
Is she the cave woman?
Scala was the one that Magus was trying to save. Okay. At the Mammon Machine. Or during Zeal's Palace. So, I forget, I think it was a sister?
I think Magus was supposed to be a main
character. Because Magus was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And Scala was like a big sister, something like that. I can't remember exactly what the relationship was. But Scala just kind of disappeared in the game. Nobody knew, and then Magus was like, and a couple of the endings, you know what I mean? Magus was like, hey, I'm just going to go search for Scala. Mm-hmm. And he just flies away. But not, you know, you never see her again. But Scala shows up in Chrono Cross. And she doesn't look like... Scala in the Chrono Trigger series. Yeah. Series. In the Chrono Trigger game. But it's her. It's the same person. And she talks about... She talks about something that happened in Chrono Trigger. So, but aside from that, there's nothing that, to me, that connects the games. Like, there's just no possible way that's supposed to be a direct sequel. Because there's nothing related. Mm-hmm. Nothing, dude. So I don't understand how that, or maybe unless they change it, like, last minute, or change it at some point during the development, where it just kind of created a whole new game.
I think that's what it was. I think, I don't remember exactly, but I think it was like, they got to a point where like, this isn't really a sequel anymore. Let's change Max's character thing a little bit, like sunglasses, and make him look a little bit different than Magus, and call him something different than Magus. Let's not make this about Magus.
I think Lynx was the name of the guy.
Yeah, and like, let's not make...
Was he supposed to be the cat character?
He might have been.
Was he supposed to be the bad guy? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. I think you're supposed to see somebody you can get at your party.
Okay.
And like, but I think the character model is like, it's like Magus, but with sunglasses and like brown hair now or something like that. Yeah, like it was like they did minimal changes. It's not the cool Magus.
That's not a cool Magus.
Yeah. So like, but that's the changes they made or something like that. I forget exactly. Something I just kind of randomly found out about. But. Yeah, so basically the game, like, that was supposed to be, like, kind of like, I guess a side plot or the plot. I've never played the game, but it was supposed to be, like, Magus fighting Scala. I mean, that was supposed to be the main connection.
I probably would have enjoyed that better. You know, just feeling the whole connection between the two games. Probably would have liked that a lot better when I went through my first playthrough of the game. But since it wasn't... I just kind of didn't give it a second look. But I should really, I don't even think I have it anymore.
Oh, no.
I might have sold the game or something. Something happened to the game. I'm pretty sure I don't have it anymore.
I think you can get it as a PlayStation 1 Classic.
For cheap, right?
Yeah. $5 at most.
You know, I think I'll give it a second try.
Stream it?
Yeah.
Your PlayStation 3 working, buddy?
Yeah.
You haven't tried it again, have you?
I haven't tried it again. I turned it on. It works. It turns on at 3 in the morning every morning.
Have you tried it with a game, though?
No. I'm kind of scared, honestly.
I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared for you, too, but you gotta know. You have to know, man.
What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some, what am I gonna do tonight?
You stream some, Uncharted?
Yeah. Stream some Uncharted.
Send me a text, because Twitter hates me.
And by tonight, what time is it?
10:35.
10:35? Yeah, as soon as I get home. I'll start it.
Alright. Yeah. Well, you can catch his stream at
Black Hole Flare.
And anywhere else.
At Twitch TV.
Yeah, Black Hole Flare. No, Twitch.tv/Black Hole Flare.
Yeah, same thing. Same difference.
Twitch.tv. Eventually, we'll let you guys know when we actually record some videos and put them out. I think me and Jeff are going to be doing game days. And,
it's going to be a combo.
It's going to be a combo.
A combo of,
We'll figure out the details. Yeah. We'll figure out the details for sure. Once we actually start doing it, we'll know exactly what it's going to be. But, we got some ideas cooking on how we're going to make this work out. But I think you guys will like it. And you know what? I'm going to put this out there. I'm thinking, I got some opportunities coming up in my way of just a new expansion of space that may allow us to do some more stuff in the future through the Game Dave's YouTube channel and through Jeff's Twitch service as well. We might do live recordings of Encore Gamers where you can actually see us in our studio doing our podcast. And maybe even talk to us directly while we're doing it. These are far away promises, if at all. But I mean, there's opportunity there, I think, for it now. So we'll let you know if these things follow through. Let me tell you, if you're interested in that, you can send us emails uncoregamers@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter to find out about all our new episodes. Same thing, uncoregamers at Twitter or @uncoregamers. And, you know, find us on iTunes. Give us those 5-star ratings. If you got Android devices, you know, you can find us on Player FM. Pretty cool place to just pick a bunch of podcasts and stuff like that. So always, send us that love.
Later.